Hello, this is lesson 10. Welcome to Science, Serendipity and Intuition. Now I get loads of questions about what is intuition? What is a sign from the universe? How will I know if it's a sign from the universe? But before we go into that, just back up a little. What happens when you have a big picture vision or a goal or something that you've asked the universe for, whether it be personal development, spiritual development, a relationship, a job, more income, you want to move home, whatever it is that you've asked for, you are sending out that overall intention to the universe, that overall question that you want to create that vision. Now, as long as you work with the law of attraction and you align with it, you release resistance to that, and you're programming in your energy system that it's happening now, and some of the other lessons talk about law of attraction, so you can refer back to them. The universe wants to help you. It does want to help you. It doesn't want to sabotage you. It wants you to thrive, and it wants to bring to you what you're asking for. But sometimes in order to have that big picture, that thing that you're asking for, that experience, there needs to be a process of joining up the dots. Because perhaps what you want ultimately in your big picture vision isn't possible unless you have other pieces of the puzzle in place. But maybe we don't know that because we're human, right? We don't know everything. So what the universe does is it starts to send you helpful signs, symbols, and serendipities that are going to lead you on the path towards what you want to create. So does that sound okay so far? I hope so. So what the universe is going to do is it's going to bring stuff onto your radar, and you're going to notice these things. Okay, now you might think, yeah, but stuff comes onto my radar all the time. Well, yeah, it does, because we're humans and we live in a place called life, and that's what happens. But you start to tune in and set an intention that you are going to tune in to the signs and signals from the universe with your intuition. And I always think number 3 is a really magic number, like in 12 lessons. And when you see things, hear things, or become aware of things 3 times or more, it's because the universe is bringing them to your attention. So say, for example, you have asked the universe to feel better, well and strong in your body and have more energy. And then suddenly you start to get signs and signals in your life that perhaps yoga would be good for you. I don't know, it's just an example. And suddenly you see a magazine article when you're waiting for an appointment about yoga. You see something on the television about yoga. You start speaking to someone who started a yoga class and loves it. They are the 3 things. They don't always have to be the same, but they could be 3 signs. And your intuition, well, it'll feel like a resonance, like a little ding ding, like a little bell, that these things are coming on your radar for a reason. So what do you do about them? Well, the thing is, you need to take inspired action. And by inspired action, I mean something. If something makes your soul sing and something makes you think, that's interesting, that could be for me, then trust that it could be right for you and start walking in the direction of that. Because it might even be that the universe is using that as another stepping stone. It might be that the universe wants you to go to a yoga class in your town because you're going to connect with someone who's going to help you in a different way. It can all be very interlinked, but as long as you have an overall attunement to the fact that you are connected to your intuition, your gut feeling, and that you're going to act on that, then the universe will help you. So how do you know when it's intuition and not ego? Well, because we've got human minds, we've got personalities, and we've got ego as well. So I would say that your ego is, it's very, very rarely present. Your ego, it's usually either in the future, worrying about how things are going to work out, or it's in the past, analysing things. So this is why it's so important for you to try and be present in the now time when you're doing work with consciousness. Your intuition and your higher self part of you connects with you in the present moment. And when you can suspend that conscious chatter and ego chatter that we have in our mind all the time and get present, that's when you can hear your intuition. And your intuition, it's like a knowing. It's like a resonance, a deep resonance within you. It's something that you just know and you can't explain it. So don't even bother trying to explain it because you can't. It's like an inner knowing and it doesn't come from fear. Your ego will come from fear. What if I don't do that? Oh my God, they're better than me. Oh my God, I haven't got enough money. Oh, what if this happens? What if that happens? I really need to do this. I should do this. It'll be urgent. It'll be fear driven. It's often connected with judgment as well. But your intuition isn't like that. It's a whispering voice that comes into your mind and into your heart and into your soul. And also your intuition won't give up. Stuff will keep coming back on your radar until you start walking in the direction of the signs and signals that your intuition is sending you. So what is your intuition sending you relating to the big picture idea that you have? And when I say relating to, actually, maybe that was a bad choice of words, because as humans, we might think it's totally unrelated. We might think, well, what's yoga got to do with buying the house that I want or creating the career or a relationship that I want? But that's the point. The point is having faith that the universe is sending you the right stuff at the right time and becoming more attuned to that stuff and taking positive, inspired action when that stuff comes onto your radar. So set the intention that you are totally aligned with your intuition, that you're going to know when signs and signals come your way, and that you're going to take that inspired action. That's lesson 10. So have a think about that and how you can apply it to your life. Bye for now.